This Friday and Saturday, the Charlotte Ballet and Charlotte Symphony will come together with more than 50 area students from Title I schools for the two organizations' biggest collaboration yet. They're taking a classical composition and giving it a modern twist, calling it the Rite of Spring Reinvented, all with the purpose of engaging a younger generation to produce and love the arts. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor has the story.
Pagan rituals, warring tribes, and the sacrifice of a virgin. Igor Stravinsky's Rite of Spring may seem like a mature choice for a group largely made up of elementary schoolers. So You Think You Can Dance choreographer Peter Chu said he knew that when he was brought onto the project. So he decided to scrap the original narrative and shift focus.
I knew instantly that I wanted to talk more about our natural rights to move and rhythms and reconnecting to community.
Chu's choreography has students moving in big herds, circling the stage, sometimes touching and coalescing to form different shapes, all moving together. Togetherness and community. Chu says those themes drive this work.
We've been concentrating on the power of touch, the power of moving together as a group, as a whole, to create greatness.
The massive bodies on stage is made up of dancers from the Charlotte Ballet's second company, apprentices from the Charlotte Academy, and almost 60 young dancers from the ballet's Reach program. The Reach program was started 9 years ago with a $78,000 grant from the Women's Impact Fund. It's a 3-year scholarship for young students who show natural ability but do not have the money to pay for dance classes. It operates out of 5 community centers in Charlotte. Students from 3 of the centers, Albemarle Road and Idlewild Farms, Hickory Grove and Hickory Ridge, and Ivory Baker and Double Oaks, are all participating in the production. Hope Muir is the artistic director of Charlotte Ballet and oversees the Reach program.
It's taking an opportunity to these recreation centers that, you know, just might not otherwise be there.
An opportunity to participate in a production like The Rite of Spring that involves the Belk Theater, professional dancers, and live music from the Charlotte Symphony. This collaboration, based off of similar programs done in Berlin in 2003 and New York City in 2007, is a behemoth project that's been over a year and a half in the making. Christopher Warren Green, the musical director for the Charlotte Symphony, says the decision to choose Stravinsky's Rite of Spring for the collaboration was an intentional one.
The Rite of Spring can be danced in a certain way that isn't terribly balletic. In other words, what I mean is you don't have to have been to the Royal Ballet School in order to be able to dance in the Rite of Spring.
He says the music, originally created by Stravinsky to be paired with ballet choreography, is perfect for including younger, less experienced dancers.
The piece lends itself to being able to bring young people into it so that they can really get a window on the arts.
10-year-old Malaysia Anderson is one of the Reach dancers performing in the Rite of Spring. For her, the best part of the process has been working with professional dancers.
I don't even have words to describe it. It's been amazing. There's some great dancers. They remember it like that, and it's crazy amazing.
She says this experience has set her on a path to become a professional dancer.
If I ever get a type of scholarship, I would take it and I would really like think about it, but I wouldn't really have to think because I would want to come here and start dancing for a living.
11-year-old Andy Trunco, another Reach dancer, says one of her favorite parts has been working with professional choreographer Peter Chu.
He's been really funny, and I like it how he like does some names for the dance. Like sometimes when we put our feet together, it's like we're going to the bathroom, like we really want to go to the bathroom. One's Smack the Fly. Another one is Step the Bug.
Chu says making the process fun for the students was a priority. He says he wants this experience to make a lasting impression.
What's important about us reaching out to these younger dancers or younger artists or younger future citizens of our world is they may not be dancers, and that's okay, but we are educating them and showing them the importance of art.
He says it's these dancers who could become the future donors and supporters of the arts. For WFAE, I'm Jessa O'Connor.